Ah, amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Again, welcome to Outreach Church. We want to just see you when we want to see you win. Everybody say, I'm winning.
I'm winning.
Come on, say, I'm winning.
I'm winning.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
I saw Sister Chelsea's face. Boy, she's serious. I am winning. That's what I'm talking about. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We started a new series last week called You're Empowered to Win. This is week two. I said it was going to be a two-week series. I don't know. It may go further. But I'm just going to give you what the Lord gave me for today. Again, today's message is You're Empowered to Win. Everybody say that with me. Say, I'm empowered to win. Woo! Jesus. Amen. God has empowered us to win, but it's not automatic. It's something we have to take with our authority from the devil.
Amen.
He's not willingly just going to give you the promises of God. He's not willingly just going to give you the promises of God. The Bible says your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So what you can tell from the scripture is that the devil is looking for people that he can take advantage of. It doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that God hasn't made some promises to you. But the devil is looking for people to take advantage of. I'm going to repeat that scripture again. This is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. It says, it's your adversary, the devil. So you have an opponent. Everybody say, I have an opponent.
I have an opponent.
You got an opponent. Your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. What does a lion do? When it roars, it comes to scare you. So his objective is to position you to be scared so you make wrong decisions.
Amen.
Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Seeking whom he may devour. Then it says, resist him steadfast in the faith. Write this down. If I don't resist the devil, he will have control over me. Ooh, woo! If I don't resist the devil, he will have what? You don't write that down. That's good. I don't want you to get to miss that. And how do we resist? By standing in faith against his influence and his attacks to stop us. How do we resist? By standing in faith against his influence. Influence on our minds, situations, standing in faith against his influence and his attacks to try to stop us. The foundational scripture is Luke chapter 10. Verse 18 and 19, it says this, is the Amplified Bible. And he said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flashing light. Listen carefully. I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, the force of darkness. And the ability. So you have the ability, but you have to exercise it. The ability. To exercise authority over the powers of the enemy, Satan, and nothing will any means hurt you or harm you if I exercise my authority. It does not mean that things are not going to come against me, but it does mean when I exercise my authority, the power that he is giving me, amen, everybody say me, everybody say me,
I can win.
I have power.
I have been
empowered. Come on now.
Woo, woo, woo.
Y'all hearing me? I have power. I have been empowered. I'm not just somebody, just the devil. I'm going to let people, because the devil works through people. I ain't going to let people in situations keep taking advantage of me. I'm going to start winning over things trying to win over me because I've been empowered. The scripture just told me I've been empowered for some things. So I'm not going to sit back and just let life just keep on doing what it wants to do to me. I'm going to take authority over my life with the word of God and allow God to be God in my life. Are y'all hearing me? Glory be to God. Say this with me. Say, I've been empowered. Come on, say, I've been empowered to win. Glory be to God. Now, what does empowerment mean? I've been given by Jesus. Everybody say, by Jesus. I want you to think about it. By Jesus. So you're not coming in your own strength. This is not about mind power. This is not about you. Amen. It's about Jesus. I've been empowered by Jesus to take authority and power to win against life opposition. Everybody's dealing with opposition. We all have different oppositions. Amen. But everybody has opposition.
Amen.
We're dealing with different things, but life comes with opposition. And God has given us power and has empowered us to deal with the opposition that comes our way. Sometimes things come in our life and we feel like we just can't deal with it. It's like it's too much. But you got to know today that you got to know in your mind, because you got to set your mind, no, God's not going to allow something to come in my life that he's not going to get, that he's not going to empower me to handle.
Amen.
God's not going to, amen. Come on, give me a hand of praise.
Amen.
God's not going to allow something to come in my life that he's not going to empower me to handle. So now I gotta shift my mind. Yes, it's tough, but that means I gotta depend more on God than I do on me. Anytime there's a tough situation, God is letting you know, put more weight on me and less weight on you. Put more weight on me and less weight on you, because if you try to do it in your own strength, it's gonna crush you. But if I understand I've been empowered by Jesus, then I can deal with it. And God's gonna give me a strategy to deal with it. Amen? Glory be. What does empower me? I've been given by Jesus the authority and the power to win in life opposition. Physical, mental, spiritual, and material. But I must enforce my authority. I must enforce it. I can't just lay down. Amen. This message is about, we just can't lay down. Well, you can't lay down and just let life take advantage of you. Amen. That's what this message is about. You cannot just lay down and just say, well, you know, whatever happens, happens. Whatever happens is going to happen. It's going to happen. It's not going to be good. Because by the scripture, just said the devil is looking for somebody to devour.
Yes, yes.
He's looking for somebody to take advantage of it. If I don't fight back the right way with the word, amen, and understanding who I am in Christ, he's going to win against me, because he's coming to devour me. And the first thing he sends to me is fear. That's the first thing he sends. He sends fear to me so that he can control me. Fear is a control mechanism for the devil.
Yes, yes.
He sends fear to control you and to make you restrict. Go back to the natural instead of the spiritual. I'm gonna repeat that again. The devil sends fear to make you contract, to go back to the natural. You were spiritual, you was believing for some things to happen, but fear came in and you shrunk back from what you were believing. It wasn't that God wasn't gonna do it, you just stopped believing. Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
You understand? I said this last week. This is very important. It may be midnight, it look like God's not coming, but he'll be there at 1. Amen. He's on the way. He's on the way. You always got to remember, God is on the way. Jesus is on the way. The Holy Spirit is on the way. I just got to hold on and wait, because he's on the what? He's on the way. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I know at times it seems like we're by ourselves, but he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Oh, it might be midnight, but Jesus is on the way. Glory be to God. When we decide to become empowered, we can no longer live, I want y'all to grab this, by quick fixes. My goodness. Because they don't empower. They make us victims of circumstance. I'm going to slow down because I want you to grab this. When we decide to be empowered, we can no longer live by quick fixes. Because they don't empower, they make us victims of circumstance. So whenever I use a quick fix in a situation, all it does, it may look like I fix it now, like I put a bandage on it now, but a week later, a month later, 2 days later, next year this time, it's going to make me a victim. You can never have quick fixes, and God is trying to get you to go a different direction, and you win. Amen?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Write this down. Say, if I live by quick fixes, I will live as a victim of circumstances. That's big. See, when you understand that concept right there, you start making different decisions. Let's define quick fixes. An easy or temporary solution which fails to address, listen to this now, underlying problems. So I really don't address the underlying problem. I just sort of put a band-aid on it. Listen. And hope later on it'd be better. I can't deal with this now. And 2 weeks later, 1 month later, next year this time, it's way worse because you didn't deal with it when God told you to deal with it. You put a band-aid on it. You try to quick fix it because you were scared about doing it God's way, because God's way looked at hard. But God's way was going to take you through a process of change. God's way always takes us through a process of change. Sometimes, I want y'all to hear me. No, a lot of times we're looking for God to change a situation, but he doesn't change the situation until he changes you. So you're looking for something to change. God said, I ain't changing it yet because you ain't changed yet. Until I change you, it's no use to me change your situation, because you're going to end up back in the same spot again if you don't change. So I'm just going to leave the situation alone. I'm going to let it sit there. And as you continue to grind and do what I tell you to do, when you change, I change the situation. Or I give you the power to change the situation. But if I just fix it like that, you're going to be right there again next week because you haven't changed. God's whole objective when we're in a trial is to teach us and to show us how to change, to become more like him. That's the whole objective, for us to be transformed into his image. So anytime a trial is coming, it wants to transform me into his image. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Everybody say transformation. Say, I've been empowered. I'm transforming. I've been empowered. I'm transforming. Ooh, y'all getting this? Yes, I've been empowered. I'm transforming. Say this with me. Say, I cannot be empowered by a quick fix. I must take my life, my problem, my situation through the process of change to be empowered. Ooh. Amen. Today's key. I must learn to choose my response. I must learn to choose my response. If we're going to be empowered, we must learn to choose our response. Watch this. To the things that happen to us. If we're going to be empowered, we must learn to choose our response to the things that happen to us. Let me go a little deeper so you get it. Sometimes we've been conditioned to respond a certain way to situations. But God wants us to respond a different way, but we feel like this is the only way to respond to the same situation we're coming into. But God wants us to respond differently because he wants to give us a different outcome. But if I'm not conditioning myself to think different and to live by faith, I will continually respond by the same way over and over again. I got to learn how to respond properly to the things that come against me if I want to be empowered to win against it. See, a lot of times we say, God, I want you to show up. He said, I need you to make a different decision if you want me to show up. I'm going to meet you in your decision. I'm going to meet you in your decision. See, God meets us at our decision, just like salvation is a decision. To live by faith is a decision. To do something different is a decision. Your decisions will determine your life. Amen. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. I want y'all to get this. I want y'all to get this morning. Glory be to God. Amen. Say this with me. Say, I must choose my response. Woo, Jesus. I want you to think about that. I must what?
Choose my
I must what? Stop letting life choose for you. I'm going to say it again in a minute. Stop. You are not empowered if life is making your decisions for you. Well, I had no other choice. I had to do this. I had to do that. No, you didn't. You had a choice. I'm going to show you in a minute. You had a choice, but you have been conditioned to respond a certain way, and you respond in the same way instead of changing so that you can be empowered. Amen? We must come out of old conditional thinking. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, the Voice Bible says, this is the Voice Bible, the path we walk is charted by faith, not by what we see. I'm going to repeat that again. The path we walk is charted. So, you know, you're charting something, it's charted by faith. So you're not going to live by faith and live by what you see at the same time. I got to choose whether I'm going to live by faith or live by what I see. Am I going to live by the conditions that surround me, or am I going to live by what he said? You can never change your circumstance until you change your actions.
Amen.
Amen. Never. You can never change your circumstance until you change your actions. Are y'all with me? I'm going to repeat that scripture again because it's so important that you get the path we walk is charted. That means God has us going somewhere, but it's charted by faith. It's not charted by what I see. It's charted by what I believe. Write this down. The decision to walk by faith is the decision to choose to respond to life a certain way. I'm going to repeat that again. The decision to walk by faith is a decision to choose to respond to life. Everybody say a certain way. Amen. It's a certain way God wants you to respond. Amen. To live by faith means I must live proactively. Listen to this now. I don't have much more. I ain't going to hold this long, but I need y'all to get this. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
I want y'all to get this. Don't let this get by you. If you take this message and meditate on it and get it in your spirit, you're going to start seeing the holes. You're going to start seeing the dark places, because what it is in our lives is dark places where we make the same decision, and God will start opening you up when you're making decisions in the dark place instead of light. He wants to shine. This message is to shine light into dark places so you know what decision to make. Are y'all hearing me? Glory be. To take responsibility for my life by the word of God. I move in the direction. Listen to this now. Brother Cedric, get up for a minute, please. You're the word of God. You're in front of me. You read too. You write on it. Turn around, please. Get closer to me, though. Get closer to me. Now, this is the word. Keep start walking. I got to walk with the word. Turn. Whatever way the word's going, it's taking me. I got to go. But I got to go. Now, I said it's going to be opposition. Going to be stuff pulling on me, trying to get my attention. But I got to follow the word wherever it go. Wherever the word go, I got to make. All I do is keep my eyes on the word, not the situation. What happens? Stop for a minute, sir. Now, all the stuff going on around me, I see something. Woo! What's going on? So I get off the word. I see all this stuff going on around me. So I stop looking at the word. The word said go left. I can't go left. There's something right there. But you're not understanding that God got you covered. Are y'all here? You can sit down. We got to follow the word. Are y'all hearing me? But listen to me. I can't let this get past you. It is your decision. This is the key to being empowered. It is always your decision. We throwing too many things on God. God is throwing it right back on you. He's saying, I've empowered you. We saw, he said, exercise authority. That means he's given me the power to exercise authority. He's given me power. He's given me power to make a good decision. He's given me power to win. Amen. Now, he's going to work through it when I make the decision, but it starts with me. Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Now, what is responsibility? The ability to choose your response. Amen. I have the ability to choose. Don't ever lose that. If you walk out of here with that one thing this morning, you winning. Because you understand, no matter what's coming at me, I got the ability to choose. So many times we're locked into something. We think this is the only decision that we can make. It's not the only decision that you can make. But because you're limited, it's the only decision you see. Are y'all hearing me? There's always other decisions. But until you open up to the other decisions, you can't hear them or see them. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Glory be to God. To be in power, I must understand the word responsibility. Say this with me. Say, winners choose.
Winners choose.
Come on. Say it. Say, winners choose.
Winners choose.
I want you to get this. I'm just listen. Their response to life by the word of God. Winners choose their response to life by the word of God. Now, check out this other one, though. Losers allow life to choose their decisions for them. You know, losers just allow, if you don't choose, it chooses you. And we all know it. When you don't make a decision, the right decision, the wrong decision chooses you. And you got to make the right decision. You got to choose to make the right decision. Because if you don't choose to make the right decision, the wrong decision is going to choose you. By default, if you don't choose a decision, the decision is going to choose you, because life's going to run it right to you. Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Everybody say, I've been empowered.
Empowered.
You been what?
Empowered.
You been what?
Empowered.
Are you empowered?
Yes.
Are you empowered?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I believe you. Come on, let's go a little further. Empower people, don't live reactive. Now get this, the paradigm of reactive people is all about transferring responsibility. I'm gonna go back to that again. The paradigm of reactive people is transferring responsibility. They feel increasingly victimized and out of control, not in charge of their lives or their destiny. They blame outside forces, other people, circumstances for their own situations. They're victims. They're reactive. Anytime you live reactive, you're always going to be contained. I'm telling you. Anytime you live reactive, you just responding to life instead of making life go the way you want it to go, you're always going to live contained.
Amen.
You can never win if all you're doing is responding to the things that are coming at you. You have to make a decision to make a decision to go in a certain direction. When things come against a no, I'm going to go this way anyway. I'm going to do this because I know it's the way that I'm supposed to be going. Reactive people just continue to respond. They're trying to fight off stuff. And they go nowhere. They're contained. Then they say, it was life that did it. It was people that did it. It was a circumstance that did it. Listen to me. Don't ever forget this statement. You can always find a reason why not to do the right thing. And your mind will rationalize it. Then somebody try to tell you different. You get upset with them, be ready to cuss them out. I said the right thing. They tell you, I don't want to hear that.
Amen.
That's the only decision I could have made. But there was a whole bunch of other decisions you could have made. Yeah. Am I on it?
Amen.
We always seem to fall. Nope. There's other decisions. Sometimes you got to come to a place where you say, where it looks like, I'm stuck, God, I know there's another decision. What is the other decision? See, when I do that, I open up to hear God about another way to go. But if I keep saying, this is the only thing I can do, this is all I can do, you can't hear nothing else. Are y'all hearing me? Everybody say, I've been empowered. Now, come on, because I'm running out of time. Glory be to God. Write this down. Before you can be empowered, we must own our problems and our destiny. Woo-hoo-hoo, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to repeat that one more time. I'm running out of time. Come on. Write this down. Before you can be empowered, we must own our problems. If you can't solve a problem until you own the problem.
Amen.
You can't get a destiny until you own your destiny. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
Proactive people. No, listen to this now. I'm going to go to scripture, then I'm closing. Proactive people, no. People of faith, proactive, so you understand. I don't want to lose you when I say proactive. People of faith, they know they always have a choice.
Amen.
See, today, from this day forward, don't ever think you don't have a choice. Unless God has told you to do something, you follow on him. Y'all understand that, right? But I'm talking about on the other end. Are y'all hearing me? Now, I got a scripture for you. Praise the Lord. I'm just reading it. It's out of the Living Bible. Amen. That's why I'm not really saying get your Bibles anymore, because I'm reading from so many different translations, you know. So you can just listen, write it down, go back to it later. This is 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 13 through 17. Pretty soon we're going to have these monitors appear. We're going to have the scriptures on the monitor so you can look at them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Go ahead and cook me that last cake. But bake me a little loaf of bread first. And afterwards, there will be enough for you and your son. For the Lord God of Israel says that there will always be plenty of flour and oil left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rain and the crops grow again. So she did as Elijah said. And she and Elijah and her son continued to eat from the supply for many days. For no matter how much they used, there was always plenty left in the container, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah. God will empower us for the supernatural, but we must make the decision. Now, this lady was at a dead end. I was meditating on this in my mind. All she had was enough left for her son and her to eat this last cake. So she had to make a decision. Am I going to feed myself with this last cake, or I'm going to believe what God says? She had to make a decision. Most people would have made a decision. No, I ain't going to feed that man. I'm going to feed myself and my son, because in my rational thinking, that's the way to go. If I'm going to eat this last thing, I'm going to eat it. Ain't nobody else going to eat but me and my son. Me and my son going to split it. You got to do what you do, but you ain't getting this, boo. We're going to eat this. Then we're going to die, but we're going to eat it. At least we say we ate it together, me and my son. Amen?
Amen.
But she had another decision. She had another decision. That wasn't the only decision. A lot of times we're only seeing the decision. The man of God said, feed it to me first. She had to make the decision to do that. Feed it to me first, and you will eat. And the Lord was dealing with me even this morning. You know, they ate for 2 years off that. But listen to me. Listen to this. I need y'all to grab this. Every time they ate, she had to give it to him first. Then they ate. For 2 years, she gave it to the man of God. Then they ate. They gave it to the man of God. Then they ate. She had to make a decision every time to feed him first. And when she fed him first, they had enough to eat. It was a decision that she had to make over and over and over again for 2 years. But because she made the decision, she wasn't at a dead end. They ate and had plenty. It didn't run out. But she had to make the decision. It looked like a hopeless situation. But she was empowered because she had a word from the Lord. And anytime we will sit back and allow the Lord to speak to us, no matter what the situation looks like, we are empowered.
Amen.
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 Not only did she eat, but her son died the next year. I don't know the timetables. I might be off a little when I say the next year. But her son died. She called the man of God. He came and brought her back to life because she fed him. Not only did she eat, her son was brought back to life. Listen to me. When I make decisions that empower my life, the supernatural God shows up for me. He makes sure that everything I need, I will get.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
But listen.
Hallelujah.
I'm closing. I'm done. But listen. We have to make the decision. This is the key. She had to make the decision. I have to make the decision. We have to make the decision. When I make the decision, I become empowered. But if I don't make the decision, I become a victim. This woman was at a crossroads. I've been meditating on that scripture. She didn't have nothing left. And the man said, feed me first. Are you crazy? But because she followed the God, I followed what he said, she had plenty. She had enough to eat. It said it didn't run out for 2 years. There's always another choice because you've been empowered. Amen?
Amen.
Give him a hand clap of praise.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Come on. Give him a little bit more. Come on. Come on, let's stand to our feet. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Come on. Glory be to God. Come on. Thank him for that word. Lord, we thank you for that word this morning. Come on. Receive that word in your heart this morning. If you receive it, it's going to take you to the next level. Thank you, Father God. Receive it in your heart. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Say, I receive. Come on. Say, I receive that word. I've been empowered. Come on. Say, I receive that word. I've been empowered. Something is happening on the inside of me. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Hey, Rabba Shaka Ruhu Rababa. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm a God of all supply. Glory be to God. If you want prayer this morning, glory be to God. If you want prayer this morning for anything, come to the altar.